A new program supported by the Queensland Council of Unions is providing free information sessions on work entitlements and visa protections for migrant workers. Around two-thirds of migrant workers have experienced wage theft while working in Australia. And the Queensland Migrant WorkWise program gives support to migrant workers providing information in different languages. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Marty Haidari and Lucia Demigian from Queensland Migrant WorkWise to find out more.
Our goal is to support migrant workers, including international students and working holiday makers, with information about their workplace rights and the new visas protections that help them to report exploitation safely.
We also run free information sessions to help workers understand how to safely report exploitation in their workplaces without putting their visa status at risk.
And what's the motivation behind creating QMWW?
We know migrant workers are at a higher risk of exploitation. Research shows that about two-thirds of migrant workers have experienced wage theft, and one in four face other forms of exploitations, such as being pressured to do unsafe work. You know, but many of these migrant workers don't know where to turn to for help or fear speaking up because of their visa status.
Migrant workers are always afraid to lose their visa, lose their job. A lot of them don't speak a good English, don't know if they can ask something for their employers or not. We are always afraid. And we bring to Australia our backgrounds from our own countries. And migrants need to understand in Australia there are different rules and they have rights as everybody else. If you work, you have rights in Australia.
That's right. And there's been a lot of instances where, you know, more likely international students and migrant workers are being exploited by companies. As mentioned, most migrants are unaware about their working rights in Australia. Why is this so important to raise awareness about?
It's important because knowing your rights and know where you can go for help, you can speak up. So as a migrant, we are always afraid because we don't know our rights. And when people don't know their rights, they are more vulnerable to underpayment, unsafe conditions, discrimination, and intimidation.
So migrant workers, as we know, are an essential part of the Queensland workforce, right? Their skills and hard work help fill critical labour shortages in industries like agriculture, meat processing, hospitality, and other important sectors like aged care. So supporting their rights and well-being isn't just the right thing to do for us here. It's vital for our communities and the Queensland economy.
Now, you mentioned that you do free information sessions once it's about working rights, but another important work you do is to offer sessions about visa protections, and you just briefly mentioned that. Could you please expand a little bit about this?
The Australian government has introduced new visa protections that allow migrant workers to report exploitation and take legal action safely, even if they have reached a work-related visa condition because of that exploitation. So there are two new visas in place. They are visas, they have the requirements, so you have to fill it up requirements, but they are new possibilities for who is a visa holder migrant worker to allow them to safely report exploitation. And we are not lawyers, we give like general information, but we do have in our program, we can refer migrant visa holders that are going through exploitation to the lawyers, to the IARC, Immigration Advice and Rights Center, and they will give the legal advice and go with the case.
So I'm assuming that a big part of your work is speaking with migrant workers and all that and refer them to specific support services and providing them with information in different languages. Am I correct?
Yes. So we currently have our information that gets delivered in English, but the material we have is available in 8 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, Punjabi, Nepalese, and Spanish. And we continue to expand that language support as the demand grows. Last night, I was at a community meeting with the Congolese community with Lucia, and we had someone from the community actually there to translate as we were talking. And it's very important for us to note that we can continue to offer this support and the material is in different languages so people can have access to their rights and information.
That was Outreach Officer from Queensland Migrant WorkWise, Marty Haidari, ending the report by The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.